Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, making it a lovely day to be outside. Tel Aviv is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, expect cooler temperatures as the evening draws in. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Israel doubts U.S. optimism in Iran, talks as critical issues on nuclear concessions remain unsolved. This was reported earlier this hour. Also, Ynet reports that Gaza flotilla activists will be released from Israeli custody. This update is coming in now. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that despite injuries, Mojtaba Khamenei remains central to Iran's war strategy. This was reported earlier today. Separately, JNS reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist linked to Mia Shem's abduction. This was from earlier reporting. And finally, Axios reports that Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This story comes from earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jonathan Schanzer, a Middle East expert, posted just minutes ago about Bahrain arresting 41 people linked to Iran's IRGC. Middle East 24 noted earlier today the progress of the Abraham Accords, highlighting Kazakhstan's interest and Morocco's deeper military cooperation with Israel. David Hezoni, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted earlier today about the current state of play with Iran, cautioning against relying on polls. Let's go deeper. Starting with the nuclear talks, the Jerusalem Post reports that while the U.S. shows optimism, Israel remains cautious. Significant differences persist, especially over nuclear concessions. This caution reflects Israel's long-standing concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions and potential threats to regional stability. Turning to the Gaza flotilla story, Ynet states that the activists Tiago Avila and Saif Abu Keshek were previously suspected of terror-related offenses. The court's decision to release them reflects ongoing legal debates about jurisdiction and human rights. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Mojtaba Khamenei's role in Iran's military strategy despite his injuries. His influence underscores the continuity of leadership within Iran's strategic planning, affecting regional power balances. The JNS report on the IDF's actions in Gaza details the killing of a Hamas terrorist linked to Mia Shem's abduction. This follows the destruction of 8 tunnels in Rafah. Such operations are significant for Israel's security forces in disrupting Hamas activities. Finally, Axios discusses Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is seen as a diplomatic balancing act for Netanyahu, with implications for broader peace efforts in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the Israeli Employment Service is launching Mabat, a national center to address job market challenges posed by AI. This initiative aims to protect professions at risk of automation. Separately, Globes reports that Norway will purchase Rafael's trophy protection system. This Israeli-developed system is widely used on military vehicles globally, reflecting Israel's strong position in defense technology. And finally, Ynet Business highlights the impact of war on Iran's economy, with a significant rise in unemployment and food prices. Tehran's bet on economic resilience amid sanctions adds another layer to regional tensions. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.